Welcome to Michelle Franks Pilates Intermediate Level Home Mat Program. So in your standing posture at the front of your mat, check your legs are aligned, parallel, heels below your sit bones. Think about those 3 points of your tripods. Equal pressure through those 3 points on each tripod. Dome up through your arches and just scan the body. Just check in with your kneecaps, so tracking towards your second toes. You feel the length through the tailbone, but that nice length through the rest of your vertebra up through the crown of the head. Widen your collarbones and just check too that your rib cage feels like it's lifted away from your pelvis. Take a nice inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And just start that diaphragmatic breath, inhaling and feeling the lungs expand your rib bones out the back and the sides. And exhale, feeling the ribs funnel down and towards your waist. So letting your breath flow in through the nose and exhaling. On your next breath out, connect into the pelvic floor muscles and dome up inside you. Pause there for the inhale, and as you exhale, I want you to release those muscles off. So on your next breath out, connect into the muscles, dome up a little higher until you feel the lower scoop come on. Pause there for the inhale, and as you exhale, just ever so slightly, lengthen your tailbone a little bit more towards the floor. Pause there and start your roll down. So let the head nod forward off the top neck vertebra, sink the breastbone, and start to peel your spine one vertebra at a time away from your imaginary wall. Inhale at the bottom there, gently nod the head. Exhale, elevate and scoop, rotate your pelvis on top of your femur bones. And restack your spine. Open the collarbones wide at the top there. And breathing out, let the head nod off the top neck vertebra, sink the breastbone, feel the front ribs, just draw back into the back ones a little bit more. Inhale at the bottom, and as you exhale, elevate and scoop, rotate your pelvis on top of your femur bones and restack your spine, lengthening up through the crown of the head. One more, breathing out. Let the head release, sink the breastbone, funnel those front ribs towards the pelvis as you peel away. And just stay down there, hands in front of your feet there, shoulder width. Inhale, raise your heels. Exhale, lower the tailbone down, going into a squat, rounding the spine off there. Then inhale, press through the heels, unfold the knees and reach the sit bones to the ceiling. Exhale, release the torso towards your thighs. Inhale, lift the breastbone, the palms are now shoulder width flat on the mat. Exhale, step your right followed by your left back into inverted V. Inhale, transfer the weight forward into your plank. Exhale, lower the knees and lower the chest, and then draw the breastbone forward and up. Let the feet go flat. Good. Exhale, tuck the toes under, scoot the belly, reach those sit bones up to the ceiling into inverted V. Stay here just for 3 breaths. Reaching the heels down, stretching back through the legs. One more breath there. Then I want you to inhale, raise the heels and just keep the hips high though. Exhale, step right followed by the left forward onto the mat until you're back at the bottom of your roll down. On your next breath out, roll up. So rotate the pelvis on top of your femur bones and restack your spine. Open the collarbones wide. Inhale there and rolling down. So making sure that we're not cutting any vertebra out as you peel away from your wall. Hands, fingertips on the mat in front of the feet, and then inhale, raise the heels. Exhale, bring the knees forward as you bend them and roll the tailbone under, lowering into your squat. Inhale, press the heels down, unfold the knees and reach those sit bones to the ceiling. Exhaling, good. And then place the palms on the mat. Inhale, lift the breastbone. Exhale, step left foot, followed by the right, back into inverted V. Inhale, transfer the weight through into your plank. Lower the knees. Exhale, lower the chest, draw the breastbone forward into the inhale. Release the feet flat. Exhale, tuck the toes under, reach the sit bones to the ceiling. Three breaths there. This time, focus on your shoulder organization. Draw those upper arm bones back into your shoulder sockets, connecting into those armpits. Then inhale, raise the heels, keep your sit bones high. Exhale, step left foot, followed by the right, back at the bottom of your roll down. And when you're ready, rolling up again. Lengthening through the crown of the head. And exhale, peeling away, rolling down, one vertebra at a time. Fingertips, shoulder width apart in front of the feet. Inhale, raise the heels. Exhale, lowering down to your squat. Inhale, press the heels down on the mat. Unfold the knees, reach the sit bones up. Exhale, release the torso towards your thighs. Palms flat on the mat. Inhale, lift the breastbone. Exhale, step your right, followed by your left, back into inverted V. Inhale, come forward into a plank. Now you can leave the knees up this time or lower them. Exhale, lower the chest. Come forward into extension. Release the feet flat. Good. Exhale, tuck the toes under. Reach the sit bones to the ceiling. Into inverted V. Three breaths there. Inhale, raise the heels. Just bring your weight forward over the hands. Exhale, step left followed by your right underneath your pelvis. On your next breath out, rotate your pelvis on top of your femur bones and restack the spine. Rolling up one vertebra at a time. Last one, breathing out as you roll down. Fingertips in front of the feet, shoulder width. So inhale, raise the heels. Exhale, down into your squat, rounding the spine. The exhale there, inhale, press the feet down, unfold the knees, reach the sit bones to the ceiling, release the spine towards your thighs with a breath out. Palms are flat on the mat. Inhale, lift the breastbone. Exhale, step your left followed by your right back into inverted V. Inhale, pivot forward, lower the knees if you choose. Exhale, lower the chest. Inhale, draw the breastbone forward and up, collarbones wide, tuck the toes under. Scoot the belly, reach the sit bones back up with that exhale. Stay there, three breaths. Making sure you've got your rib-dip connection at the front of your body as well. So lower scoop on. One more breath. Inhale, raise the heels, keep the sit bones high. Exhale, step left, followed by the right, back to the bottom of your roll down. And just gently on your next breath out, rolling up bone by bone, widen those collarbones. Great. So hopefully you're feeling nice and warm. Let's cross your ankles and lower down onto your bottom. Seated, just line your feet up with your sit bones. Have your hands around the back of your thighs. Ready for just rolling down and preparing for pelvic tilts and bridging. So breathing out, rolling up on those sit bones, and then roll back off them. As you roll down, bone by bone, just bring your feet in a little bit more as you do that. Just to keep your feet flat now, uncurl the rest of the spine, and have those arms down beside your torso. So just scan the body, continue your breathing, just making sure your tailbone is anchored. And you're feeling that little space between your lumbar and the mat. Nice width across the back of your ribs there and the shoulder blades and the collarbones at the front. And length through the crown of the head. So that sense of length through the back of the neck too. Take a nice inhale through the nose. As you breathe out, connect into the pelvic floor and add the scoop and just gently peel your tailbone, just a little pelvic tilt to start with. Inhale, rolling your pelvis forward, exploring that movement towards 6. Exhale, rolling your pelvis back to 12 and peel up about 2 or 3 more lumbar vertebrae. Inhale, rolling down through each one of those, through neutral, 4 to 6. And exhale, rolling all the way up now, peeling, really connecting that pubic bone up underneath those ribs. Good, staying soft to the breastbone, breathing out. As you sink down through the breastbone, roll the spine down. Use the backs of the legs to traction out the base of the spine along that mat and release. If you feel like you need to bring your heels closer towards your bottom, do that now before you roll up to your next one. Exhale, rolling your pelvis back to 12, peeling one vertebra at a time away from the mat. Inhale there. Exhale, sink down through the breastbone, roll the spine down. Keep the sit bones reaching up behind those knees as you traction out the base of the spine along the mat there. And again, breathing out, peeling up. Think of your spine as a bike chain, where just each link there is your vertebra as we pick up one at a time. Inhale at the top there, same as you're going down. Exhale, rolling down one link at a time, using the backs of legs, glutes, inner thighs, core to traction out the spine along the mat back to neutral. And continue breathing out. We're adding arm arcs to our bridge this time. At the top of your bridge, you inhale, float the arms up and over towards the wall behind. And as you exhale, leave them there, but sink down through the breastbone, rolling the spine down. Adjust the arms if you need to ensure you have that connection at the front of your body, ribs to hips. When you're down in neutral, inhale, float the arms up and over towards onto the mat again. And exhale, rolling up through your bridge, keeping the arms down, just concentrating on your spinal articulation. Inhale, float the arms up and over, keep that space between the shoulders and the ears there as well. Exhale, sink down through the breastbone, roll the spine down, keeping the arms over the back there, but adjust them if you need to maintain that connection at the front of the body. Inhale, float the arms back down. And exhale, rolling back up, peeling up one at a time. Inhale, float those arms up and over. And exhale, melt down through the breastbone, rolling the spine down bone by bone. And inhale, float the arms. Nice pivot at the shoulders, back down onto the mat beside your pelvis. Breathing out as you peel up, leave the arms there this time. We're going to do a little single leg float. So pause at the top for the inhale, just stay there, a little extra pelvic tilt there, and stay soft through the breastbone, so a little rounded here. Inhale, engage your left glute and inner thigh, and exhale and float your right leg to 90-90 without any change to that torso or pelvis. Inhale, take the leg to the ceiling, dorsiflex the foot. Exhale, reach it away until the thighs are parallel with each other. Inhale, plantar flex the foot. Take the leg to the ceiling, nice femur arc here, long leg arc. Exhale, reaching it away, really lengthen out from the pelvis. Toes to ceiling as you inhale. And exhale, reaching away. Bend the knee now, when the thighs are parallel, place the foot back down. Opposite side, engage your right glute and the thigh, float your left leg to 90-90. Inhale that leg to the ceiling, dorsiflex the foot, reaching out through the heel as you breathe out. Plantar flex, so toes to ceiling as you arc the leg back up, feeling the stretch of the back of the leg. Exhale away. Inhale, toes to ceiling. Exhale, reach it away. bend the knee, and on your next breath out, roll down, sinking through the breastbone, bone by bone. And relax into neutral there. Just slide your feet out a little bit, just for some femur arcs. But first of all, I want you to inhale. As you exhale, maintain neutral now. Elevate and scoop, float one leg, followed by the other to 90-90. Inhale, float your arms up towards the ceiling, so they're vertically above your shoulders as well. And just exhale, allow those upper arm bones to suction back into the shoulder sockets and really maintain that nice connection there. On your next breath out, we're going to take your right arm and extend out through your left leg away from each other, maintaining your rib tip connection at the front of the body. Inhale, arc them back to the start. And exhale, extend through the right leg, left arm arcs away. Inhale, bringing them back to the start. Good, exhale and extend opposite arm and leg. Inhale, floating, and exhale, extend the right arm, right leg, left arm, inhale, and do one more each side, breathing in, and exhale, breathing in, and as you breathe out, hug the knees in towards your chest now, and gently rock side to side. Just releasing the lumbar off there. And we're going to prepare for a side to side stretch. So just gently stop in the middle. Take the arms just out about 45 degrees away from the body. And then on your next breath out, just extend your legs just to 90 degrees there, 90-90. You can have your feet on the floor if that's more comfortable for you. Keep those legs together. Then I want you to exhale and just gently imprint your lumbar spine first into the mat. And then inhale, let your legs drift away to the right, slowly spiraling and peeling the spine away from the tailbone end. Maintain your shoulder blades to be flush on the mat. Exhale, deepen your abdominals to spiral the spine back to center, imprint the lumbar, and inhale over to the left, keeping those legs exactly the same, stacked on top of one another. Exhale, spiraling the spine, lumbar imprints at the center, and inhale, legs over to the right. And exhale, spiraling the spine back to the center. Inhale over to the left. And exhale, over. Inhale over to the right. Just allow your head to gently roll to the left, keeping that chin tucked in a little. And exhale, just let it roll to the center with the legs, and then inhale over to the right. Let the head gently roll to the right, keeping that equal pressure into the shoulder blades and the mat. And just do one more over to the right, but then allow the legs to go all the way down. Place your right palm on top of your left thigh there, and just do your own little tractioning there, and just breathe there, two or three breaths there, just getting a nice little reach out through that left side of your waist. You're breathing into those left ribs. One more there. And on your next breath out, deepen the scoop and spiral the spine. Let the legs follow back to the center. Let the head go to the center and then over to the other side. And place your left palm on top of the right thigh, just above the knee there. And just gently traction out the right side of your waist. And breathe into your right ribs. And just enjoy that stretch. One more there. And on your next breath out, just elevate, scoop, float, spiral the spine back to the center, floating the legs up and just bring them into the chest there. Place the hands around the back of your thighs and prepare for an assisted roll up. So on your breath out, elevate and scoop, press the thighs into your palms as you roll the head, neck and shoulders up and peel your spine one vertebra at a time. Gently place the feet down on the mat and then inhale, just draw the breastbone forward and up and roll right up on those sit bones. Breathe out, elevate and scoop as you roll back off the sit bones, rolling the tailbone down, lumbar spine. When you need to bring those legs in, allow them to drift in with you. But once you've got the control of the spine, rolling down onto the mat, breathing out. As you roll up, lengthen through the crown of the head, staying nice and wide across the collarbones, peeling up, floating the feet down onto the mat. Inhale, rolling right up on those sit bones. And exhale and rolling back down. This time we're just going to go down into your chest lift. So not all the way down, the base of your shoulder blades are just on or just off the mat there, preparing for single leg stretch. So just breathe in, bring your right knee in towards your chest and extend out through your left leg. Place your left palm on the inside of your right knee, your right palm on the outside of that right calf towards the ankle. You're going to inhale and smoothly change. Exhale, stretch out through that right leg. Good. Inhale, smooth transition. Exhale and stretch the left leg. Then we're going to inhale, change. Exhale, change. Inhale, change. Stay there for the exhale. Inhale, change. Exhale, change. Inhale, change. Exhale for two changes now. Inhale for two. Keep it smooth and fluid. Exhale for two. Inhale for two. And exhale for two. Breathe and bring your knees into chest. Exhale, roll back down. Hug those knees. Just stretch those legs out now and the arms. Take them away from each other and just do a couple of nose belly breaths in and out. Letting your tummy rise with your inhale. Let the ribs flare. Exhale. Release. Two more there. One more. And then just float those legs in towards the chest again. Place the hands around the back of your thighs. On your next breath out, elevate and scoop. Roll the head, neck and shoulders up, peeling away. Place the feet down on the mat. Inhale, roll up on those sit bones. And exhale, rolling back down again. We're going into chest lift and we're going to go into our crisscross this time. So just breathe in, support the head now with your palms, and as you exhale, extend through your left leg, bringing your right knee into chest, and then wrap your left ribs towards your right hip. So you spiral over to the right. Inhale to center, exhale and wrap right ribs towards your left hip. Inhale, switch the legs, exhale and wrap. Stretch your left leg out long, right knees in towards the chest. Inhale to center, exhale and stretch. Good, breathing in, breathe out and wrap left ribs towards right hip. Inhale, keeping your pelvis absolutely stable. Exhale and wrap. Inhale to center, exhale, one more each side. Inhale to center, exhale and wrap. Inhale to center, exhale, roll back down. And just relax those arms and legs away from each other again. A couple of breaths in and out there. Let your belly rise with the inhale or your lower tummy and let it fall with the exhale. Making sure you're releasing all the muscles off in your lower core. And exhaling. If you feel comfortable rolling up from the full roll up, roll down, just stretch those legs out a little bit further and bring your legs together. And keep your arms reaching towards the wall behind you, but maybe just hover them up a little bit just so you can get that connection at the front of your ribs. So you're in your neutral spine position. I want you to inhale, float the arms to the ceiling. And as you exhale, lengthen through the crown of the head, elevate and scoop and start to peel your spine away from the mat, one vertebra at a time, rolling up and lengthen up and over into a nice forward spine stretch. Think of a ball that's sitting on your lap and you're just lengthening up and over that ball. We're going to inhale, draw the breastbone forward and up. And as you exhale, roll back down. So rounding through your lumbar, using your scoop to roll off the sit bones, rolling back down. Once you have your arms overhead, inhale, float the arms back to the ceiling. And exhale, peeling your spine one vertebra at a time. Again, you can do an assisted roll up if that is more comfortable for you. Inhale, draw the breastbone forward and up. And as you exhale, rolling back down. Taking those arms overhead. Great. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, lengthen through the crown of the head, peeling up there. Stretching forward. Inhale, draw the breastbone forward and up. And rolling back down. Rolling off your sit bones. Feeling the tailbone go down. Lumbar spine, bone by bone, rolling back. Down on the mat, those legs are anchored on the mat, and just relax there. So just rolling over onto your tummy now, preparing for some prone extension. So placing your fingertips underneath your shoulders, wriggle your pelvis away from the top of the head, stretch your thigh bones out as well. Elbows are pointed to the ceiling, so shoulders are fairly relaxed at this stage. Take a breath in to prepare. As you breathe out, elevate and scoop. Just send the tailbone towards the wall behind you first, feeling that connection at the front of the body on the mat. Then inhale, pause. Exhale, float the head until it's aligned with the spine, and then draw the breastbone forward and up. Just until your lowest ribs are still in contact with the mat there. Inhale at the top there, and as you exhale, stretch forward as you roll the spine back down. Roll the head under, breathing out again. Float the head, just nudging the marble away that's just in front of the nose, and then draw the shoulder blades down your back, pleating those back ribs down. Inhale there, and exhale, slowly lengthening forward through the breastbone as you roll back down. Think of a beam of light on your sternum bone. It's coming up a little bit higher this time with your breath out, maybe onto the pubic bone. Good. Pause there for the inhale, and exhale, slowly rolling down through the fronts of your thighs, your pelvis, abdomen, ribs, chest, head. And one more, breathing out. This time we're going to bring the glutes into it, peeling out, a little swan dive one. Good, pause there for the inhale, and as you exhale, slowly roll down. Reach out so far through those legs that as you roll down, the legs will hover up. Good. Now inhale, draw the breastbone forward up. We've changed the breath. And exhale, slowly roll back down. Keep the gaze up now. Lift the palms off the mat if that's comfortable. Inhale, press them down as you peel up. And exhale, slowly roll down. If you feel comfortable, you can rock this movement. So exhale and inhale up. Exhale. One or two more. And then press back, rounding your back up to the ceiling into a nice big long cat stretch. And then release back into child pose. Lovely. Just stay there and breathe. Letting your ribs expand as you inhale. And as you exhale, release them. Couple more breaths there. Just allowing the tailbone to lengthen away towards your heels. And then when you're ready, just breathe in, come up into your four-point kneeling and lower down onto the mat again. Just have your palms stacked on top of each other, with the forehead resting on your palms. Just going to come up into a little diamond back, but we're going to add some glute and inner thigh strengthening work, heel beats. So on your breath out, elevate and scoop and gently draw the shoulder blades down and just gently press your breastbone away from your palms. So drawing it forward and up there. So maintain that. Feel the connection in underneath the armpits. If this is uncomfortable in your lower back, you need to lie back down and just keep your forehead resting on your palms. On your next breath out, keep your scoop nice and strong, pubic bone press firmly into the mat, reach out through your right leg until it just feels like the front of the thigh is hovering away from the mat. And again, on the other side. Inhale, I want you to externally rotate your legs, so wrap your femur bones outwards from your hip sockets. Exhale and squeeze those heels together and really feel like there's something between your thighs and you're trying to squeeze your legs longer. Inhale, draw them apart slightly. And exhale and squeeze them together. Inhale, draw them apart slightly, keep them long. Exhale, reach them towards the wall behind. Inhale, draw them apart about hip socket. And now let's add the heel beat. So beating 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and exhaling 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and inhale 3 and 4 and 5 and exhale. And inhale 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and exhale. And inhale. Keep squeezing and exhale. One more inhale. And scooping strongly. Good. Just pause there. Inhale. Float the legs apart. Lower them down. And release the spine down as well. Place the palms underneath your shoulders. Inhale, draw the breastbone forward and up. Scoop the belly and lift the hips away from the mat, rounding your spine to the ceiling. And release back into child pose. Take a few breaths there. And then come forward into four-point kneeling. So take a breath in to prepare. And as you breathe out, I want you just to extend out through one leg, ready to go into your plank. We're going to do leg pull front. So just make sure your setup is correct for your quadruped. Pause there for the inhale, collarbones wide. Elbow creases facing. Exhale, deepen the scoop and extend through the opposite leg. Maintain the quiet torso as you exhale and reach firmly out through one leg and just feel the crest of the back lifting it and hovering it off. Inhale, lower it down slowly. Exhale, opposite leg reaches away, pelvis and shoulders absolutely level. Inhale, lower down. Exhale and reach. Breathing in, good. Reaching through the heel. And exhale, strong scoop, strong connection underneath the armpits. Inhale there. And as you exhale, reach the sit bones to the ceiling. Good. And then inhale there. Exhale, walk the hands back towards your feet. So you're going to be at the bottom of your roll down. On your next breath out, just elevate and scoop. Rotate your pelvis on top of your femur bones. And restack your spine. We'll leave it there.